Well, we have news to get back to, but first, Dave from Connecticut thinks we are being too hard on Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai, who was on this show about an hour or so ago, suggesting that fans who were booing last week should know their place.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
This is Dave. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, I don't, 3 weeks ago, everybody on the show, and I remember specifically listening, I can't wait to Jelani Tavai interview. It's one of our best of the week. And, he was the best thing since sliced bread. Now, all of a sudden, the guy makes one comment, and you're trying to make him into the villain of Boston. I mean, the guy's a good guy, so he made one mistake. He said something he probably shouldn't have. But, I don't even know how you guys get people to come on the show when you're doing that to him. I think the guy, he made a mistake.
Dave, what did we do to him?
What did we do to him?
Well, you make him out to be a villain. Keep on harping on this thing that what he said. Yeah, you are. You got all these fans calling up all mad at him. It's like, he said something he shouldn't have said, but you're making him out to be a villain.
Okay. Dave, what are you talking about? On the field, on that game, when they got their doors blown, 40-7, Jelani Tavai told us, he yelled at fans for being angry with him. And then, live on the radio, well after the game was over, he reiterated that belief and due to nothing other than his desire to say that. What does that have to do with what we did to him?
Well, you keep on harping on the story, and all these fans are getting behind it like everybody's mad at the guy, right?
Dave, listen. I think you're shooting the messenger. That's fine. I think the fans are upset about it because they support their football team.
I'm not upset about it, and I'm a fan. I don't care. I wouldn't care if you flipped me off if I was in the stand if I'm booing. Big deal. Okay. Who cares?
Well, Dave, you're not upset about it. There are some who are bothered
by it. I'm not. The guy's a good guy, and he comes on the show. Do you guys pay these guys to come on the show? Because, it must be hard to get people if this is what happens.
Are you going to recycle that three times, Dave?
Yeah, no, we're really concerned. That's one of the things that we were really concerned about
Do these guys get paid to be on the show?
That's conversation. What's that? It's a conversation where we go back and forth. But go ahead. What?
No, do they get paid to come on the show? Because nobody's volunteering, I don't think, are they?
Yeah,
you're volunteering right now, Dave.
We have a partnership.
It's entertaining to me, Curtis. That's Dave. Why I listen to you guys every day, because it's entertaining to me.
Well,
I like your show. I'm not saying I don't like your show. I'm just saying I don't agree with making him a villain because he's a good guy.
Okay.
Can I ask Dave a question?
I appreciate that, yes.
Dave, did you feel like, because I thought that we all did a good job giving him opportunity to kind of retract what he was saying.
The term is walk it back now with the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
yes.
Like we gave him a few different opportunities with follow-ups to say, well, that's not really what I meant, and he kind of dug himself a bit deeper.
No, I think he did. I think he did, but I think at that point he was just reeling, trying to get himself out of that comment. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think he knew he shouldn't have said it.
He let the frustration of his performance and how he played get the best of him. When you are getting booed and you are playing a certain way, sometimes it hits home and your natural reaction is defense mechanism. Hey, shut up. What do you know? You should just be cheering. You can't do what I'm doing. And I think that's where he allowed.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
He allowed that frustration rather than just saying, you know what? When asked about it, the fans booing. We deserve to get booed. We played poorly. I played poorly.
That was the answer. That's what it should have been. You're right, but you didn't answer correctly.
Now, let me ask. When a guy at the VFW tells you that your wife is cheating on you, do you say, please don't make the guy out to be a villain?
I don't think that really correlates to what we're talking about.
Generally, sometimes the guy might not be the villain.
True.
Villain. It generally might be the woman.
You shouldn't blame the guy.
I don't always blame the guy.
You shouldn't.
I have to say this, Greg. In all my years of listening to this radio station, that reaction is shocking. Dave's a guy that calls it often, seems like a good guy, don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Jelani Tavai did and said what he said because it was what he wanted to say.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
It started on the field when he told us that he yelled at a fan, and he reiterated that stance with us without being provoked.
It's not necessary. What's the word? It's symptomatic of the problems with the football team.
Right.
It's not. I'm not saying that Jelani Tavai is a jerk.
No.
A lot of guys on that team, and you've heard it in various forms throughout the season. You've heard guys who can't catch a pass.
Right.
Tell you that they have the best hands in the NFL, and how dare you say anything about their pass catching ability?
Right.
Like I. You know,
and that's what's going to get Mayo fired.
That's what's most shocking about it is to sit there and think that, number one, if a fan is booing you, which happens every single day in every sporting event in the United States of America, that you're going to go say things to that fan in not so, however he described it, for radio vernacular. Later on, you're going to say that fans need to know their place, and they don't. What else did he say? We're going to hear the whole thing again at 9 o'clock. So, but he said,
"I may have to leave the room."
Essentially, they're not. The fans are not educated enough to be able to comment on.
It's like he's qualified. Saying like,
qualified. Hey, because not qualified.
Gerard Mayo's qualified.
You know, the definition of fan is somebody who pays to go to a sporting event and be entertained.
Right.
Entertain me.
And the other thing, Greg, is everybody on that defense, to a man, has said they love and respect Gerard Mayo. And I think I wasn't alone in watching that Chargers game and seeing that they weren't playing at all, that they had quit. So those don't equate. You say he's a great coach and you want him back. You have an opportunity on the field to show that you're growing and going in the right direction, and you do the opposite. Mm. That was the question. I recognize it's somewhat confrontational, but it's totally based in fact, and it provided him an opportunity to discuss why he believes Mayo should be the coach.
You think he's not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
You think he said to the fan, "Are you not entertained?"
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what we're there for. Exactly. Entertain us. Win the football game. This is Rob from Narragansett. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
What's up?
Listen, you know, I just have to laugh at Gerard Mayo and the whole Patriots organization, all right? They gave this guy the coach. He has proven over the past season that he is incompetent and cannot coach a football team, okay? And not only that, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh, all of these guys in the personnel department, they need to go too, as well.
In particular, go ahead. No, go ahead. What?
In particular, okay, I have seen no improvement throughout the season.
Correct. In fact, they've gone in the other direction. So
I was absolutely
another place.
I was excited, not really excited, but after the Bills game, I was like, "Oh, okay. You played the Bills tough. Yeah. You were able to contain Josh Allen." And I didn't think they'd necessarily beat the Chargers.
You think the Patriots should do a year-end video like they used to do with Do Your Job, ranking the best losses?
Yeah, that's what's going to get Mayo fired is players, the way they talk to the media, players complaining about needing coaching changes, players talking about they're seeing quit out there, players basically saying know your role
but
as fans.
It may not get him fired because isn't that what I am told all the time today's player wants?
No.
A guy who lets them say what they want, do what they want, a guy who entitles them, who never says a negative word, nary a yell is ever uttered out of the mouth of a. Isn't that what I'm told all the time? That's what today's NFL player wants.
Now, who do we interview?
That's why Gerard Mayo was hired.
Right. Who do we interview last year on Fridays?
Jelani Tavai.
Right. Did he ever say those type of things?
No.
Right. Never. It's not about the players. And sometimes I'll lean on that a little bit and say, I get that
okay,
they've changed.
I like where you're going.
I lean on the players are a little bit different. But it's all set with the person who creates the culture. And I understand Bill has created a culture of over 20 years. And, you know, I get that. But if you allow from day one And this is where I think Mayo went wrong. If you allow from day one for your culture to be everybody has a voice, we're not all on the same level.
Yeah.
I'm the coach. I'm not your friend. You don't talk to me a certain way. You know? And you all right back there, brother?
Oh, I'm just, you know, still dealing with the remnants of the flu.
Jeez. Still hawking up that COVID?
Curtis, put a mask on.
It's brutal. Oh, no, I'm not contagious.
Oh, here. Okay. Just like with COVID.
So if you allow that where you say after a game, they're soft. And then the next day you go, well, I didn't mean it that
way. I didn't mean it. Sorry I offended you. You're not soft. You're all great.
Right. Or if you say.
Everybody tried their hardest.
Right. If you say, well, once they cross the white lines and then the next day you go, well, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
Then the players go, well, I can start saying the things that.
Excuses.
Yep.
This is Tim from Brockton. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's going on? Curtis, you're real tough after he hung up. Why didn't you say that to him when he was on the phone?
He did.
Hold on. What are you talking about, Tim?
Did you hear the interview, Tim?
What? No, you waited. You waited till afterwards. Everybody heard it.
Tim, hold on.
Let me finish.
You can hold on for a second, Tim, and I will express to you, I said to him, and I quote, you talk often with your teammates about a desire for Jerod Mayo to return as head coach of this team. Yet, over the last 3 to 4 weeks, you have quit. The game against the Chargers was an abomination. That is what I said to him to his phone call.
A rebuttal after you hung up. Bottom line is the Patriots players can say whatever they want. They're players at the end of the day.
Right, and the fans, and Tim, and the Tim, and the fans who part with their hard-earned cash to go watch him play can boo when they suck.
Yeah, that's fine. And he has the opinion of his own, and he can say what he wants. And if you the Patriots fans are entitled, and there's a condescending tone, like, oh, you better stay in line. Like, yo, the Patriots players can say whatever they want, whenever they want. You guys are just mad that they're saying something against your opinion. And hold on, Curtis.
Wait. What? No, Tim, we're not mad that Tim, put him on mute, please, for a second. We are mad on behalf, because at my core, I am a Patriots fan. Grew up here. When I was a senior in high school, I watched a guy that I get to now call a colleague, Jermaine Wiggins, start the dynasty in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, as someone, I find it offensive for a football player to yell at a fan who is the most diehard of all diehards standing in that weather against the Chargers down 40-7. I find that to be a totally pathetic move by Jelani Tavai. That's how I feel, and that's why I reacted that way.
Yeah, that's fine. And the Patriots players, they can say whatever they want, and that's their opinion.
You said that
you
six
guys
times.
Can't do nothing about it. You got to take it on the chin, suck it up, and that's it, man. That's it.
Okay.
I know my place.
Right. Your place.
I love when people ask for more time and they just reiterate what they said six times before that.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
Accept mediocrity.
But see,
that's what they want you to do, is to accept mediocrity.
I would say to Tim, I wish that the players at times would just be accountable and say, you know what? He said, take it on the chin. We took an L. We stink. We're trash. We can't do anything. If Jelani comes out there and goes, listen, I'm busting my ass, but I'm playing like crap. I get why fans are booing
me. It's not Curtis who said it. His own teammate said it.
Yeah.
Right.
He said he saw guys give up.
Yeah. And then listen.
He saw guys quit in the fourth quarter. That's why we're asking the question.
Right. But it was really more about the booze that got him down. And it was kind of like when we talked about him, the effort not being there because they're not tackling. He got upset that week as well. So Jelani just has, I think, emotion when it comes to how hard he probably is working and how it's not paying off on the field.
Empath.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I am an empath. Well, because
you are an empath.
I do. I think Jelani Tavai has been great with us, and it does, like, you know, now we'll talk about it forever. He won't have another chance to talk about it for a bit. So, obviously, fans are going to get upset. I'm not, like, Tim saying that we're all offended because he said that, take it on the chin. I'm taking it on the chin. I don't care. Jelani Tavai can say whatever he wants. He's earned that. But at the same time, I'm just more shocked that he said it with a microphone on.
Mm-hmm. And continued to say it.
Yeah.
Because that's
how he feels. They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
Walter.
Hey, you guys have been saying this before. Parsons does this too. It's 75% of these players, if you even say, hey, your shoe's untied, they trip out and say everybody's against him. Yeah. It's just crazy. And the guy who called earlier and said Tavai was a top 10 linebacker last year, that was like deaf comedy jam humor. That was just Belichick and them guys having him in the right place. Like, I just, when these dudes do that, it takes away. I'm a fan, too. If I sit out there in the rain all day for that product, and I love the Pats, just like you guys. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And for them, it's just, it's, to me, it's unreal. It's like for them to even go the blowback. They should just take it and keep it moving.
All right. Well, listen, you can decide for yourself whether it is much ado about nothing, as a caller named Dave recommended. When you hear it as a rare content replay coming up at 9, we'll listen to the whole thing.
Right.
And get to that after we get to our new feature, The Jackson 5. Hmm. Jackson is very excited about
this. I like
this.
The name of it, too. That's a catchy name.
That was a Greg Hill production.
He's been asking me if he could have a feature, and I'm acquiescing. Yeah.
I'm guessing there's five things out there.
There is. That's a good guess, Wiggy.
And five's Jackson's favorite number, we found out yesterday. After Greg was spitballing with him about Jackson 5.
All right.
You know,
that's his favorite number.
That's his favorite number.
All right. So the Jackson 5, which is not surprisingly bodies that are buried somewhere around Massachusetts. The Jackson 5 is coming up next.